So this is as an introduction as to the way we are going to now live. And if we're not going to live this way, then we'll fall under the same category of people that felt, you know what, this is very strange. How are we going to acquire what we want the way the Maulana is saying, which is in the Quran and Hadith? This is very strange. Or maybe there's something wrong with him. Like they said to the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, a Muslim believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns this whole earth. And everything that is in existence is owned solely by Allah ta'ala. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Lillah, everything is belongs to Allah. And we also believe وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't anything that moves on this earth except that its rizq, its sustenance, and whatever it's going to receive is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to give it to that person. That's what Allah has decreed already. Allah has decreed that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the other hand, has reminded us, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيُحْرَمُ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. That verily a person will be deprived of things that Allah wants to give him. بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ. Only by one reason, that he is not fulfilling what he had to do. That which he had to do concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't do. So Allah ta'ala will deprive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever you're going to receive, it's all there in the skies. It's ready for you. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. It's there. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now has to make it for you. Or you're going to make it happen. You're not going to make anything happen. It's there for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah increases His gifts upon mankind to whoever He wants. And Allah Ta'ala decreases also for whoever He wants. That's Allah Ta'ala. One ayat of the Quran says, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. That if Allah Ta'ala had to give too much to certain people, they will start transgressing, they'll go astray. So Allah brings it down in a correct measure, so that is beneficial to you, that you won't go off track too. That's how Allah Ta'ala has everything in order. And if people think that they are taking care of how much certain people should have and others should have, Quran asks that question also. أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. Are they the distributors of the rizq and the rahmah and the sustenance and everything that man is receiving? Are they the distributors of this? Quran is asking, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We are the ones that distribute their livelihood amongst them. Now, the only problem here is, how much do we believe these ayat? That is where the problem lies. If there is firm faith in these ayat, that yes, Allah Ta'ala, you are in charge. See? Unfortunately, we look at how much a person has and how much I have. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it's not how much you have, it's how much you use. مَا لَكَ مِن مَالِكَ. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks the question, what is for you in that which you possess? مَا لَكَ مِن مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتْ فَأَفْنَيْتْ. That which you eat and you digest. وَمَا لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتْ. And that which you wear and then becomes tattered and torn. And the important one, وَمَا تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتْ. And that which you give in the path of Allah, so that you may receive it on the other side. That is all that is yours. Nothing else is yours. Now we come to the actual solutions. That what are these asbab-e-ghaybiya? What is this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you bring into your life, then all your problems will be solved? And what is these unique means that every Muslim is allowed to take advantage of and no non-Muslim has any right to it. These are opportunities. If people say that this opportunity is only for a certain group of people, no one else, BEE. So this is exclusive for a certain type of people. Only they can have this advantage. You would wish that you'd be part of those people. See? And you would desire to be part of those people. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it, one is a normal person. He say, you know what, a person who is worth nothing, and he say, you know, I'm going to give you opportunity of your life. I know that I'm not giving anybody else that opportunity, I'm only giving you. You think in your mind, rather you take the opportunity than giving it to me. Because you need it more than me. Because he's puzzling himself. You see? He's in need himself. But if Allah Ta'ala, who as we mentioned now, the owner, the possessor, the one in whose control is every atom of this earth, he is saying, I am giving only you the opportunity. And who are you? Those that believe in me. So inshallah, we will enumerate those aspects from next week, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand that tartib that I have mentioned. Just to recap, that there are means that are apparent and there are means that are not apparent. And those that are not apparent are the amal of deen. And if a person says that I'm acquiring whatever I'm acquiring via those means that are not apparent, that are in the unseen, that are connected to the actions that Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul have prescribed, then this person has his priority correct, and it doesn't matter whether he goes to work or not in later in his life, but those actions will still stay in his life, by which he will still be given all those things that he was receiving when he was working. Allah will still confer upon him all those things because he's holding on to that which was connected to Allah Ta'ala. Whether he retires, leaves work, or he stops doing the secondary thing, that is going for that which is common between Muslim and non-Muslim.